fan. On demand. Log on to Sportsnet590.ca. Sign up to automatically receive the latest reports, features, and Fan 590 show highlights.
Hockey Central is brought to you by Lexus on the Park at Leslie and Eglinton.
Knocking your teeth loose with the best hockey coverage possible. This is Hockey Central on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Four more days left in the National Hockey League regular season before we pause, offer up the Stanley Cup playoff preview show on Monday, and then drop the puck on Wednesday. It's Hockey Central, presented by Lexus on the Park with Darren Millard, Nick Kyprios, and Doug McLean here in our studio. Plenty to get to today, including Mike Babcock, who's going back to the postseason with the Detroit Red Wings, the organization making its 23rd consecutive appearance in the postseason. So we'll chat with the Olympic champion, two-time Olympic gold medalist behind the bench, Mike Babcock. Also, the Trevor Linden era starts tonight in Vancouver as they host the Colorado Avalanche. We'll dive into what happened yesterday at Rogers Arena in the Lower Mainland. And the Toronto Maple Leafs making some noise despite being eliminated from the playoffs. What's your scoop on Brendan Shanahan?
No big scoop, just they're looking. AMAC?
Well,
they're looking.
I told it's been offered to him, and it's his choice whether he takes it or not. It's basically gone that far.
That's a good scoop.
Mm-hmm. But as president of hockey operations, so he'll sit between Lewicki and Nonis.
Wow. Would he take it otherwise?
So what explain to me the rationale behind this. Like Lewicki was brought in here to be the top dog. And why does he need somebody now between he and Nonis? Like, what's the rationale for that?
That's the way things are going.
It's, but what is it?
It's the new thing.
Does it?
Or maybe it's not a new thing. It's a president, but there's a lot more to put on a business card than just president of the hockey team.
So he's going to be president of the Leafs or president of hockey ops?
Does that mean they're not happy with Dave Nonis? I can't see for one second Brendan Shanahan or Wayne Gretzky coming in and getting anything less than what Trevor Linden got in Vancouver.
Yeah, so president of hockey ops.
Absolutely.
So the reason is why? They're not happy with Dave Nonis? Is that why they're bringing somebody in? Or they're not happy with what? It's like if you're running Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment and you bring Lewicki in, and then Lewicki says, I need somebody else to be president of the Leafs. Well, like, I thought that's what he was supposed to be. I know he's more than that, but I don't get it.
Well, to answer your question is, you missed the playoffs. Nobody's happy with their general manager.
So why not fire him and bring in a new general manager if that's how you feel? Why bring somebody else in to be his boss?
Because the Brendan Shanahans of the world or the Trevor Lindens of the world are not interested in just being a general manager.
Oh.
There's this new creation here.
Yes.
That you've made well aware
yes.
of how you've got this buffer. And it's not just a buffer between a board of directors or an owner and your general manager, but it's also a buffer for yourself. These guys now are in a position where when you've made your $60 or $70 million over your career, you come in. If people are interested in you and you tell them what you want, they don't tell you what they want.
But I don't care about any of that.
The
question is what? Well, so Dave Nonis is now the assistant GM?
You get to oversee the hockey club.
Okay,
to build a team. You just don't have to do it on a day-to-day basis.
Let me ask the question.
That's why you keep Nonis.
What you're trying to ask.
Yeah.
And let me, if I can paraphrase for you. Nick.
Yes.
What's the difference between the president of hockey operations and the general manager?
Day-to-day operations.
You get to still make 2 days a week?
Maybe three. Maybe you get to go pick up your kids or take them out to lunch, and you let somebody else do the day-to-day operations. That's what happens when you've made $60 million in your career. You don't have to work every day.
Okay, that is bizarre.
It doesn't make sense. But anyway, look, it's great.
You think Joe Sakic's interested in working day-to-day in Colorado?
When you say day-to-day,
yeah.
You're basically referring to being out in the rinks and scouting and looking talent and all that kind of stuff.
All I'm saying is you get to pick you're a lot more flexible in a position of where Trevor Linden is today than who his general manager is going to be.
What does MLSE board think of this? Like, would they think it's, we're going to hire a guy to be the president of hockey and he's going to be part-time? I mean, seriously, what is going on here?
There's a bit of a PR spin here. Let's be honest.
That's exactly the point I'm making. That's the point I'm making.
Okay, then just say it. Don't wait 5 minutes for your point.
No, it's
just
a PR move. It's a PR move. It's to take heat off wherever the heat is.
Did you see what they released for Trevor Linden on YouTube? It was Canucks TV. They had him in the car driving. Where he phoned his parents. Yeah. That's something you don't see every day.
No.
So would you say that's a nice PR spin to what's happening in Vancouver?
Oh, I think there's a difference between what's happening in Vancouver and Brendan Shanahan and the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Not in Colorado with Joe Sakic Shanahan.
Nick, bringing back your longtime captain, a fan favorite, a beloved member of your community.
Okay, I get all that.
On the day that the season ticket renewal is going to be announced.
A little bit more emotional in Vancouver with Trevor Linden, but you still get in other places a Hall of Famer, the experience of 20 years of being a pro, all of that. And that has some bite when it comes to public perception. Mm-hmm. So it's all in the scope here. Okay? But I don't recall watching Mike Gillis call his parents, to tell him that he got the job or anyone else.
Nor do I think you'll see Brendan Shanahan calling his parents.
Linden's biggest problem in Vancouver.
Will he get to call his parents when he sends his first guy down to the minors? I'm just wondering.
Will he or with the general manager?
Linden's biggest problem is he could make the Canucks right now. He could make them. That's his biggest problem.
It's like the Leafs, whether you're Brendan Shanahan or Wayne Gretzky whoever. You got personnel decisions
to
make.
If you're the MLSE board, mm-hmm. and you've paid whatever you paid to bring Leiwicki here, you've put Dave Nonis on a new 5-year contract, and then you walk into the board and say, we're going to bring in a president of hockey ops now to be, as you said, he's going to work part-time because he wants kids and stuff.
I'm just saying it's a more flexible job than being a general manager. Let's be honest here, Mac. You know that.
Oh, it's a flexible job, all right.
I'm trying to get my head around it.
So Dave Nonis becomes assistant GM is what happens. And they've already got three of those.
I don't care what you put on the business card. There's a pecking order, and there's who answers to who. So if you want to say that he really becomes an assistant general manager, then yeah.
And they've already got three of those.
When you need to answer to Brendan Shanahan or Wayne Gretzky, whoever comes in, and you need to answer now, the general manager in Vancouver needs to answer to Trevor Linden, you are. You're his assistant.
And then he has to answer to Leiwicki, and then Leiwicki has to answer to the board. Anyway.
Is this just keeping up with the Joneses?
It seems that way.
For MLSE?
It seems that way to me. I mean, I hope...
Because Columbus has done it. Colorado's done it. Edmonton has it. Vancouver's now done it. Mm-hmm. Is that fair?
Hey, listen, there's nothing fair. Nothing is fair.
Would that be accurate?
There, at some point, Lewicki's going to have to go to Nonis and say, this is why Brendan Shanahan or whoever else comes in, this is the reason why.
Let me come at this in a different way.
And what would that reason be?
You know what, Mac?
I'm going to go there.
Need help. Because, you need help.
To that point, do you think this is in response to Toronto not making the playoffs?
Or has this been going on for months?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we know for a fact it has.
Yes, it's been going on for months.
So to say this is a reply to what's happened in the last 3 weeks,
you know what,
would be inaccurate.
So, listen, you could have watched this team from the beginning of the season, and with all due respect to what their record was or watching their goaltender be first star every night, I mean, there was an argument to say that, you know, he probably thought that they needed help well before, you know.
So why did he give his general manager a 5-year contract extension?
That's my question.
There's things that just don't match up.
No, I that's where I'm a little bit confused here. But anyway, look, it's fine.
Am I shocked that MLSE would bring in a president of hockey operations, a hockey Hall of Famer, and put him in that post? No,
and a good guy. I like Brendan.
No.
I like him.
But there has to be more to it than just because other teams are doing it.
The question is he going to help them? What is Brendan going to do to help the Leafs?
I would assume he can bring his hockey knowledge.
Yeah, that's true.
His time in the game.
Yeah. Can he relate to the players better than Nonis?
I don't know.
Is that important to Lewicki?
I don't know.
Certainly.
Well, Matt, you've been a president.
Season ticket renewals don't need any help.
You've been a president.
Hasn't in
You've been a general manager.
Years.
Mm-hmm. You've held both jobs.
Yeah. No, when I was president, we ran the building and we ran the business side. It wasn't the same as the president of hockey ops. They don't run the business side. They just run the hockey team.
So
they're essentially a general manager is what they are. And the general managers are now assistant GMs. That's what in some places, not all, but in some. Anywhere where they have a president of hockey ops, the GM is essentially assistant GM. I mean, so GMs don't scout anymore. They don't do contracts anymore.
Well, they have to start scouting if there's a president of hockey operations.
Well, yeah, they got to do something. They got to figure out something. They travel with the team 80% of the time. It's just changed. It's evolved.
They deal with the media.
They deal with the media.
No, Greg Sherman doesn't. he's a totally forgotten guy.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I went to their organizational chart yesterday.
Yeah.
Just to confirm to myself that he was still there.
Who calls that organization up and says that they want to talk to him? You know how many times you got to be shut down by Joe or Patrick?
Do you get a pension as general manager?
Yes. That's a real positive. Yeah.
So that's the best that's part of Sherman right now, right?
I don't think a president of hockey ops gets a pension unless there's a new format in there. They'll have to revisit that, but I can't imagine they'll want to put out more money. But a GM gets almost $10,000.
That's another reason why Brendan or Trevor doesn't want the GM job. They don't need a pension.
The pension is about $10,000 a year for every year you're a GM.
What's the benefit to the Toronto Maple Leafs
of hiring a president of hockey ops?
Yes.
That's my question. Unless they don't think the GM's good enough.
Can you answer that?
I think it's the biggest upside is the PR you get from it.
Okay.
Toronto needs PR.
It's the image factor. You're associating yourself with what you deem is a proven winner. He comes in. Shanahan comes in. With this higher, I don't know what the word is, aura. But he comes in with something that buys you and your organization, again, what probably Lewicki deems is credibility.
With who?
You're buying.
Who do you need credibility with?
Media, the fan base.
Yeah.
So that's your
isn't
peers.
That, isn't that what winning peers, is supposed to do?
Your peers. Well, haven't you seen their record the last 50 years?
So they're not planning on winning?
No, they're starting to plan on winning after they name this guy.
So the reason is
no.
For the Toronto Maple Leafs, I don't get the overall.
You're
benefit.
Trying to change the culture, okay? Then,
isn't By that what the general manager is supposed to do?
I know, and it didn't work this year. So maybe
it worked last year.
Maybe he's not very patient.
Yeah, it worked last year.
Then why not change?
So you're building a team. This is a little unusual because usually when you bring in a president of hockey ops, they hire a general manager. So you've got a GM here, and now you're bringing a president of hockey ops.
So what does Nonis think of this?
Well, what do you think he thinks of it?
Wouldn't the new guy, if it is Shanahan, come in and do basically what Trevor did last night and say, we're going to all reassess everything and moving forward, I'll decide whether Nonis is a guy that I want to work with or not. Because he signed, he still has, what, 4 more years left? Mm-hmm. You think that matters to Lewicki? The guy just stroked a check for $150 million for soccer guys. Now he's going to care about Nonis's 4 years? Not a chance.
He didn't bring in a president of hockey ops in L.A. where he won a cup, which is his claim to fame. And he won a soccer championship, too. He brought in real players is what he did. He brought in the real soccer guy, and he brought in a couple of soccer guys here. But anyway, look, yeah. I think it's fine. Doesn't matter to me. Yeah. It's just a little confusing, that's all. Just a little confusing.
But he brought in Carter and Richards, and mm-hmm. that was his mm-hmm. big trade through Lombardi.
We'll get to the Vancouver scenario, too.
But he put him as president of business.
We'll dive into Vancouver and Trevor Linden's quest for a general manager.
Bringing that,
lucky. Here's Mike Babcock, coach of the Detroit Red Wings. I know that you were, it's so exciting to win an Olympic gold medal for the second straight Olympic Games, but last night in securing that playoff berth, was that more relief for you guys?
Well, I don't know. Like, you know, I don't think about that as much. I think about this year, this group of guys has worked really hard and they've been rewarded for it. And so this 23 thing is a great thing when you've been in the organization forever, if you're marketing your product, and it is in hindsight for the guys in the room. But do you think Thomas Cherko and Tatar and Nyquist and these kids, they're just playing. They just want to play. And I want to coach them. So we're in and we get to play longer. That's a great thing for us. We're excited to be in the playoffs. It's been a grind from, you know, basically since 10 games in, we've been hurt the whole year. And these kids, we found really good players that they've replaced our players because our players that were here can't take their jobs back. You know, it's not like these guys are going anywhere. They're NHLers from now on, and they're going to have to battle to keep their jobs, but they're good players.
Mike, so, did you let the kids go, or did they fit into your system and get comfortable?
Well, what you do is you go to the minors here, you learn how to play, and then when you play good enough, you get to come here, and so you know how to play. Like, Jeff Blaschel was my assistant coach here for a year. He's a heck of a coach, but he knows exactly what we want. And Blash and I just got off the phone 2 seconds ago with Blash about the next guy we'll bring up. And so there's constant dialogue. So the kids know how to play. Now let them go. I think what that means is if an offensive guy is an offensive guy, you just let him play and you don't worry about whether he can check his hat. That doesn't happen on any team I coach. That's a fantasy world. When most centers come here and play on the wing till they learn how to play, and then they move them in the middle. A guy like Riley Sheehan, because he played at Notre Dame for so long with a real good defensive coach, you can play him against the best people because he knows how to play without the puck. So he gets way more offensive touches because he knows how to play defense.
Tell us about Nyquist. Like, what is... Like, how did this guy evolve like this, Mike? I mean, started the season down in Grand Rapids, and just, I mean, what he's done since Christmas has been unbelievable.
Yeah, no, in saying all that, Nyquist, though, was in Grand Rapids because he's the only guy we could send down.
Right, I knew that, yeah.
Cap issues, you know, like, so I don't know if that's fair. What I would say to you is he's got a hockey IQ off the charts. He's brilliant with the puck. He creates space. He's learned how to really shoot the puck. He's one of these kids that's going to get better every day because he works that hard at it and he loves it that much. You know, the last couple games hasn't been quite as good, but he carried us for a month. He carried us literally on his back for a month to allow us to be in a spot. And, you know, you look at last night, you know, I'm going through the game today with a minute 44. I pulled Ozone faceoff. I pulled Datsyuk and Abdicator and Franson off the ice, and I put out Sheehan, Yurko, I think I did that, Sheehan, yeah, because I was leaving Nyquist to go 6-on-5, and Tatar. And most people would say, you're crazy. Well, you know, I had the next group come and we put out, they end up scoring. Like, I guess the way I look at it is they're good players, so we play them. If they weren't good, we wouldn't play them. Nyquist is a real good player.
Yeah. Can he be a true superstar in this league? You know, I sent out a tweet the other day and I said, oh my God, he's like the Russian rocket out here. And people are telling me, easy, easy. And I'm like, well, if you did it once, you can do it again.
Well, this is what I know about this league, is that it's impossible to be a superstar. You know, in my time in the league, you know, I've coached a while now. I've been around a few of them, you know, and lots of the ones I've been around were at the end, so I didn't know them as good. But the Datsyuks, I think the Zetterbergs, the Crosbys, the Taves, the Nick Lidstroms, the Eisermans, they have a drive train that goes way beyond their skill set. And that is measured over a period of time. You have to become a generational type player. We have a whole bunch of good players in the league that the media likes, but their team doesn't win.
Mike,
superstars' teams win.
Gustafson's been a great story.
Correct.
Like, just his record is amazing. You know, Howard with some injury problems and struggling. He really is a guy that's been pretty responsible for helping you get in as well.
Well, I think he's been a huge part. And he's a guy, like, I mean, Gus, if he could ever stay healthy, like, he plays two games and he's out.
Mm-hmm.
If he could ever stay healthy, you know, he's a guy who's found a way to win games for us. And to me, we needed him this year because Howie didn't have his A game early,
yeah,
and then was injured as well. We wouldn't be in the playoffs without him. And, you know, every year in the National League, unless you're a real powerhouse, there are special reasons why you get in, and this guy's one of them for sure.
How is your roster going to be next Wednesday when the Stanley Cup playoffs start, health-wise?
You know, it's, you know, good question. I mean, Datsyuk's what he is. Hopefully he's getting better and feeling better. The rest of the guys, I think, are pretty good. You know, I don't know if Zetterberg's even in the picture or not. So the rest of the guys are good, so we're fine.
You know,
no Erickson. Obviously, that's
right.
A big blow for us. I forgot about that.
Mike, without maybe mentioning teams, or you can mention teams, is it about how well you feel about your own game, or is there just some teams that you think you guys can match up better than others?
You know what? I'm just thrilled that we have the opportunity to play again. We'll get that sorted out over the next couple of days and go from there. So whoever we got, I'm going to be excited, and we're going to try to be an impossible out. I know in these series, it's amazing what you can do to the favorite in a hurry, in putting all the pressure on them. That'll be our focus and our goal. And I just think we got a pretty good hockey club. We work hard and we're detail oriented. If we get goaltending, we're going to be a tough out.
Will it be nice not having to fly to Phoenix or California?
You know what? Is in the playoffs, wherever they take you, you're happy to go.
It is a little odd this year, given the fact that you're going to face Boston or Pittsburgh, and the travel and the wear and tear that you guys have gone through since you've been there, obviously, with Detroit, shouldn't be there from a travel and time zone perspective.
No question about it. It's way better, obviously, for your fans. Your fans can watch you play. And the people, the employers in Detroit will be way happier because their people will come and they won't have been up all night and they'll be ready to work the next day. So it'll be a real good thing here.
Congratulations.
Hey, hold on. Before you go, Mike, a gold medal. And then you get a team that has no business being in the playoffs, and you must just look yourself in the mirror and go, man, I'm good. I'm good.
Oh, no, he says, I'm great.
You know what? To be honest with you guys, is when you get to do what you love to do and have as much fun as I do, it's just a thrill. And the other thing I'd say to you is we got good kids here. And they've been a ton of fun. This has been a lot of fun to coach these kids. They play hard.
You've had fun. Have the players had fun?
It's hard to believe.
Congratulations.
And you know what's amazing? Detroit have done this without a president of hockey operations.
Yes.
Isn't
right.
They're one of the few teams that don't have one now.
Thanks for doing this, Mike.
You've got to get
luck.
One of those, Mike.
I think Kenny's the president of hockey operations, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, that's my point.
I agree. It is. It's remarkable.
That they've been able to do it without a president of hockey ops, eh?
Getting in the playoffs is remarkable for this team.
You don't want to go there.
Oh, I'm fine.
Babcock,
don't go.
Babcock may have done his best coaching job. By the way, I got an email or text from a GM who said, I'm out scouting right now.
Yeah.
But I said, yeah, but you're a rookie.
You want to tell us who?
No, I'm not. I don't give out. I'm like you. I don't give out my sources.
Well, think rookie general manager.
Yes, we've narrowed it down.
That there's one of them that goes scouting.
He thinks he hasn't given up his source, eh?
You may have to work on
the cloak and dagger.
Protecting myself. But it is amazing that Detroit have made the playoffs. Jimmy D was like a president of hockey ops. He was like but he was a VP.
He's a bit of everything.
Yeah, he was like president of the Tiger. President of
you guys,
hockey ops for the Tigers, too.
You guys Letterman fans?
Yes, very much so.
You know he's stepping down, right?
Yes.
You know he's taking the job?
No.
Stephen Colbert.
Colbert.
Yeah, I heard he was the number one candidate. Yeah. He or Chelsea...
He'll be great.
Chelsea Lately?
Yeah.
He'll be great.
Oh, he's awesome.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he'd be
too. But you know what? He's got that shtick with the Colbert Show where he does the news and stuff. I wonder if he'll keep doing that.
Oh, absolutely.
Hope so.
I like Daly, though, too. Not
Bill?
The golfer.
Bill?
No. Yeah, I like Bill. I like Bill, too. John Daly.
John Stewart would have been good, too.
Yeah.
Yes, very much so.
John Daly?
John Stewart, I meant to say. Bill Daly is who I had in my mind, because he should be a president of hockey ops somewhere, too.
What does a president of hockey ops make?
He doesn't want the pay cut.
I don't know.
If general managers...
They don't need the money.
No,
they,
general managers are making $1 million+, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what your rookie general manager is making.
General managers... The good ones are 2+.
Okay, so what
and
does
then
a president...
Slats who's off the charts.
What does a president of hockey operations make?
$2 million.
Some make
two
le-
sheets for
some
sure.
Make actually less than the GMs make. So, depends. But GMs, for the most part, are 600 to $1.2 million is where most of them... And then if they're a new contract, like an Yzerman or a Gillis and some of those guys, in their latest contracts, they got up to the $2 million.
When we continue, we'll run through tonight's schedule, some of the scenarios, and who's going to play goal for the Toronto Maple Leafs. We'll tell you all about that as we continue on Hockey Central, presented by Lexus on the Park on the Sportsnet Radio and Television Networks.
Prizes like no other, from a club like no other, the Fan Club. Log on to Sportsnet590.ca. Now, more Hockey Central on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Working Ottawa, New Jersey tonight. Peter DeBoer wasn't very happy with his team yesterday at practice, yelling and screaming. He certainly wasn't happy last night. Bounced from the Stanley Cup postseason as things are set. Pretty much in the Eastern Conference, at least with the top eight. We know that Montreal is going to face the Tampa Bay Lightning. Home ice to be determined there.
Kind of disappointing, eh? Just
Rangers
going into
Philly.
The last week of the playoffs and just there was never really a race.
Well, I think there's a couple of races.
No, you try to sell it hard on your updates.
Well, it was, you know what?
It wasn't there. It wasn't there.
It was really, the race was
never really there.
The race was Columbus, who were not in the playoffs. If you looked at the length of the season, how many days the Blue Jackets were actually in the playoffs, it's a great story that they were able to get in. You know,
wanted those last couple of games to really... Well,
Columbus made them irrelevant by winning a couple of games.
Yeah, right, but and you look at Bobrovsky, how well he played, coming back from his injury, he got them in the playoffs. And, you know, Jenner was real good for them.
Huge win in Philly.
And Johansson has become a star for them. I mean, it's a great story to see. And it's great for the fans in Columbus. They deserve it.
Now, is this your team again?
No, no. This is, you know what? It's just exciting for the fans in Columbus. They're good fans.
What would this mean to Jeff Rimmer?
Well, he feels he built the team. He feels he's basically done it.
Yes.
You know? And he feels he's responsible for bringing in JD.
And Nathan Horton.
And Gabrick. He doesn't want credit for taking that, bringing Gabrick in.
He'll wait on that one.
Darren Millard, Nick Kyprios, and Doug McLean here in Hockey Central, presented by Lexus on the Park. I want to go through a few scenarios, but Columbus still has an outside shot. No, Philadelphia has a game in hand, the wild card spot. Wild card one, not seventh. Your assignment for the summer.
Seventh is for me.
Is to avoid that.
It's so to they, make they, the top they have an opportunity.
They have an opportunity to grab home ice. Can they do that? Yeah. They can still finish ahead of the New York Rangers or the Philadelphia Flyers. And one, potentially a home ice berth. And number two, avoid Boston or Pittsburgh.
That's the key. Now, the question is, do they play Bobrovsky?
Tampa and Florida are their two games.
Yeah. And Tampa's got a lot to play for. Do they play Bobrovsky?
What would you do? I would.
Yeah, I wouldn't let him rest next week.
Now, I was puzzled by Ben Bishop had played so much.
Mm-hmm.
But you weren't in a scenario where you were going to drop into a wild card spot.
No, but you want home ice. If you're Tampa, you want home ice in that Montreal series. And they're three back right now, right?
Yeah. And you watch
Montreal get a point last night with half a team.
You watch Fleury in that shootout and you're going, this guy's good.
he's what a save he made. On Alfie.
No shootouts in the playoffs, though. The shootout hasn't been his issue.
It would have been good in the playoffs.
Yeah. So we have these things.
Wild card.
These
all of that for Pittsburgh.
Things playing out tonight. The Coyotes could tie the Dallas Stars in points for the final wild card spot in the Western Conference. They play Nashville.
Don't Phoenix and Dallas play in the last game?
Last game. No sign whether Mike Smith is going to be back by the end of the regular season.
Where's the last game, the Phoenix-Dallas game? Is it in Phoenix or in Dallas?
So you have sheets,
I don't
right?
have it.
Being in Phoenix.
They didn't give me my sheet.
Why does he do this to us all the time?
It's a question.
You have their sheet right there.
Okay.
No, that's the wrong one.
Oh, but okay, well, there's the sheet.
All right.
It's at Phoenix.
Then you have Vancouver against Colorado.
In Phoenix.
And believe it or not, folks, the Colorado Avalanche could end up winning the Central Division. Where was that on your preseason prediction list?
How would you, like you look at, I know I was joking around with him, but you look at what Babcock did with that team, no Datsyuk, no Zetterberg, and get them in the playoffs. How can that not challenge Patrick Roy? For coach of the year.
It won't.
How can it not?
He did a great coaching job, Babcock. There's no doubt about that. He did a great coaching job. He did a wonderful job. But I still think Patrick, to me, it's those two guys. It's those two guys.
Oh, it's not even close.
Yeah.
It's not even close anywhere else.
No.
Cooper?
Is Cooper the third guy?
You know what? I got a ton of time for that guy too. But we're just talking about teams. Well, no, I mean...
You factor in
Detroit's injuries. That's the only reason why Babcock's mentioned here. But
yeah.
Colorado was a team that we could have thought would challenge Calgary for last place at the beginning of the season.
But would you do what Jacques Lemaire did? Not show up for the award, not take it? I mean, look at Paul McLean.
Other names I would throw in the mix because they don't.
You think in Ottawa, you think that they're.
Spit it out.
They're contemplating McLean?
I hope not. I hope not. But I would dare say that Mr. Melnick is not in a very good mood right now.
Too often the coach of the year goes to the scrappy team that overachieves. But Claude Julien, how do you look past the job he's done?
It's hard
with the Boston Bruins.
It's hard to look past it.
And they traded Sagan, Horton left, brought in some new guys, lost Söderberg. I mean,
yeah. And Cam Neely is not the president of hockey ops there. He's the president.
And another guy that I think should get consideration is Craig Berube.
And Joe Sakic is not the president of hockey ops. He's vice president.
Other scenarios.
Does it really matter on the business card?
The St. Louis Blues could leapfrog the Ducks for top record in the Western Conference. So they're in a battle with the Avalanche. They get Minnesota.
And there's some nervous people in St. Louis.
Well, how tight do you think Ken Hitchcock is right now? And he gets wound so tight.
And you know what?
It's not good right now.
It's affecting the team.
Very much so.
It's affecting the team.
And they better win.
Here's the one thing is that I look in that dressing room, and Backus is the captain. I get that. But sometimes when you have a guy that's as wound as Hitchcock, you need somebody in that room to kind of settle even a Ken Hitchcock down.
Jay Bouwmeester.
And I don't know if there's a guy in that room that when it starts to derail and the wheels fall off Hitch, that there's players in there
that say settle down.
There's some veteran guys in that team.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Ott's been through it with.
Do you think Steve Ott's going to calm Hitch down?
No,
are you nuts?
No, he calms down the opposition coach.
I just got traded there.
Oh, but
okay. Please.
And hasn't played very well.
Please.
I've got a lot of time for him.
I've got a lot of time for Ott, too. I'm just telling you that's not a guy that goes and talks to Hitch.
It's got to be a Backus or a Peter Angelo.
Has to be.
One of those two.
Has to be.
Yeah, I don't see that.
Or Steen.
Maybe Backus, but.
Yeah.
Drew McIntyre's going to play for the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight.
Great.
That's his first NHL start.
You know who could do that?
Not great.
Maybe Ryan Miller.
Mm-hmm.
That's one guy.
Yes.
Ryan Miller is such a goalie. He's not getting it.
But you know who should do it? Doug Armstrong should do it.
Trevor Linden is the president of hockey operations with the Vancouver Canucks. He's going to hire a general manager.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he goes with a guy who's been a general manager before?
Or one of these guys coming up through the pipe?
Just listening to Trevor yesterday in his commentary, it sounded like he really wants to be in charge of the... You know, he said about getting out scouting and he wants to do this and do that. So it sounded to me like he might go with an assistant GM
type of guy now.
The guy that's an assistant GM that's an up-and-coming guy. I don't know which way he'll go.
Fuda.
Brad Treliving.
Treliving.
There's a group of them there, yeah.
Jason Botterill.
Tommy Fitzgerald. Which way does he go? Or does he wait and see if there's somebody fired here, a GM that's fired in the next month, and go that route?
Rob DeMaio.
Let's not forget.
We're going to start pumping our buddies here.
Donnie Meehan's best friend in the world is Pat LaFontaine, and his second best friend in the world is Trevor Linden. So Donnie Meehan would have some names he could throw out there to help Trevor. And Trevor has a mentor in Pat Quinn, who he will lean on. So he's got some good quality people that he can get good advice from, you know?
Rob DeMaio's not from PEI either.
I know.
What's he? Is he in St. Louis?
Director of Pro Scouting.
Yeah. Good guy.
Does he want to be a general manager?
He should tell Hitch to calm down.
Absolutely. He's a young up-and-comer.
Would he tell Hitch to calm down?
I don't think that would be his place.
Relax, Hitch. I'd like to see St. Louis have some success in the playoffs, but it's, you know, you bring in Ryan Miller, he better have success.
You got to close this thing out.
Yeah.
And playoffs started today. They would get the Dallas Stars.
Yeah. Which is a good, pretty good match. Although I think Dallas won the last time they were in St. Louis in a big game. So they just haven't played very well down the stretch, but look, they're in and it's, the West is going to be serious. I'll tell you who's struggling right now, guys. Is the San Jose Sharks. Anaheim went in last night and dominated them physically. It was bizarre how physically dominating Anaheim were over San Jose. And can San Jose get it going here? I mean, how critical, how much pressure is there to win?
It's funny how the pendulum keeps swinging because there's an organization where you went into this season and you never really thought about them in terms of being a true contending team for a Stanley Cup. Then they get off to this great start and then they build it up. And now we're at the point where if they don't if they don't advance past the first round, like, heads could roll there too.
And watching them last night, I mean, I watched some of their game against Nashville where Nashville went in a big game and beat them in San Jose. And then last night, I'm telling you, they did not show up for the first period of that game against Anaheim. So, yeah, there's
San Jose and L.A. That's going to be
that's a tough first round matchup, isn't it?
Wow.
Who are you picking that one?
L.A. Goalie.
Yeah. It's tough not to.
Both won Stanley Cups, but I'm still going with Jonathan Quick.
Yep.
We have to start talking more about Montreal, and we will do that.
Yes, most
tomorrow.
Definitely. Boy,
really sink our teeth into the lone Canadian team that's going to play in the Stanley Cup playoffs. First time since 1973 that only one Canadian team is participating in the tournament. They get the New York Islanders tonight and finish off with the New York Rangers on Saturday.
And, I mean, I'm excited to watch Montreal in the playoffs. I think that series with Tampa Bay is going to be terrific. And Price is going to be fun to watch. Mm-hmm. You know,
Galchenyuk hurt last night.
Yeah, not good.
But they have a chance for a 100-point season. This isn't just squeaking in of the teams. I thought Ottawa would make it. I thought Toronto would make it in the East. I thought Montreal would really have to scratch and claw to get in.
You know,
but they're
quietly Therrien.
Done a good
job. I give him full credit. Full credit. I mean, there's some issues there constantly. There's always that PK thing that is there with. Is he your superstar? Is he not? You still got to teach him lessons. You got to send messages. All of that still is there, and it will be in the first round.
And before Darren jumps in and says it, because he's always trying to be like a PEI-er,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to give credit to Gerard Gallant, too. He's done a great job there.
Yes, he has.
And not that he's from PEI, but I just thought I'd throw that in.
How many assistant coaches have you given credit to this year?
Gerard.
Yeah. So I think it's safe to say it's because he's a PEI-er.
No, it's because he's done a great
I'm okay
job.
No. That if it gets me, is it oysters? After 18 holes, where do we play golf there that they brought out the...
Mussels.
The mussels.
That was in...
come on, Matt.
Glasgow Hills.
There we go.
And Anderson Creek do it as well.
Oh.
Yeah, two great courses.
I shot a 78.
You had
there?
A 79. Back-to-back 79.
You can't remember anything that's hockey-related. But you can remember scores.
Don't ever say I can't remember hockey-related
stuff. Well, you're
just
firing questions out all the time.
Don't say I don't remember hockey stuff.
Well, how many times have you asked questions? What is it? What is it? What is it?
I know who every president of hockey ops are in the league.
But you can remember a score on a golf course 3 years ago.
Well, because he's talked about it.
Everywhere there isn't a cop car on the way to the golf course.
Oh, that's right. We had a quick trip, didn't we?
Oh, very quick trip.
That Porsche was flying. Ask me how fast it would go.
Stop it.
Anders Lindback starts, so they have to get him going. The Tampa Bay Lightning came in relief the other night, but they get Philadelphia tonight. So that'll be an interesting one to watch and how Tampa Bay finishes down the stretch. And then you have a team like Colorado. And how important would a division win be for this young club being able to grab a wild card opponent in the first round instead of a squad like the Chicago Blackhawks?
Yeah.
I mean... You want to give yourself every advantage, but with that group in Colorado, that would be significant, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Yeah? Or no?
Significant.
Yes.
And I wonder how much it would play on the
wild card team. Why are you asking so many questions?
Just let him keep going. Let him keep going.
I'm asking you questions
this is like,
that are not like statistically
you know the answers.
Related.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going. We only got
30
seconds.
How important is it to have home ice? That's a real good question.
Right now they would against Chicago.
Yeah.
But another couple of wins, and they would have it against Minnesota, Dallas, or Phoenix.
Wow.
And that changes your outlook.
Changes our predictions.
Playoff preview show coming up on Monday night.
Hey.
But we have to get through the next four nights.
Bobby T really stepped up. I'm on the panel.
Not yet.
No, I got bumped from the strategy room.
It's the rough draft. Oh, yeah, you'll complain about that. He's not happy over here.
I've seen the outline of next season's trade deadline. I don't think you're on the show.
No.
We'll chat with you tonight working the Ottawa
game. I went to the baseball game last night, and Ryan wants to give you full credit.
Ryan who?
For the Vantage
Trade. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for listening. For the Vantage Trade.